They also have great capacity. For example, this system in Guangzhou is moving more passengers our direction than all subway lines in China, except for one line in Beijing, at a fraction of the cost. We fought not just for space for buses, but we fought for space for people, and that was even more difficult. Cities are human habitats, and we humans are pedestrians. Just as fish need to swim, or birds need to fly, or deer need to run, we need to walk. There is a really enormous conflict when we are talking in developing country cities between pedestrians and cars. Here, what you see is a picture that shows insufficient democracy. What this shows is that people who walk are third-class citizens, while those who go in cars are first-class citizens. In terms of transport infrastructure, what really makes a difference between advanced and backward cities is not highways or subways, but quality sidewalks. Here they made a flyover, probably very useless, and they forgot to make a sidewalk. This is prevailing all over the world. Not even school children are more important than cars. In my city of Bogota, we fought a very difficult battle in order to take space from cars which had been parking on sidewalks for decades in order to make space for people that should reflect dignity of human beings and to make space for protected bikeways. First of all, I had black hair before that. And I was almost impeached in the process. It is a very difficult battle. However, it was possible, finally, after very difficult battles, to make a city that would reflect some respect for human dignity, that would show that those who walk are equally important to those who have cars. Indeed, a very important ideological and political issue anywhere is how to distribute that most valuable resource of a city, which is road space. A city could find oil or diamonds underground, and it would not be so valuable as road space. How to distribute it between pedestrians, bicycles, public transport, and cars. This is not a technological issue. And we should remember that in no constitution, parking is a constitutional right when we make that distribution. We also built, and this was 15 years ago before there were bikeways in New York or in Paris or in London, it was a very difficult battle as well, more than 350 kilometers of protected bicycle ways. I don't think protected bicycle ways are a cute architectural feature. They are a right, just as sidewalks are, unless we believe that only those with access to a motor vehicle have a right to safe mobility without the risk of getting killed. And just as busways are, protected bikeways also are a powerful symbol of democracy because they show that a citizen on a $30 bicycle is equally important to one on a $30,000 car. And we are living in a unique moment in history. In the next 50 years, more than half of those cities which will exist in the year 2060 will be built. In many developing country cities, more than 80 and 90% of the city which will exist in the year 2060 will be built over the next 4 or 5 decades. But this is not just a matter for developing country cities. In the United States, for example, more than 70 million new homes must be built over the next 40 or 50 years. That's more than all the homes that today exist in Britain, France, and Canada put together. And I believe that our cities today have severe flaws and that different, better ones could be built. What is wrong with our cities today? Well, for example, if we tell any 3-year-old child who's barely learning to speak in any city in the world today, watch out, a car, the child will jump in fright. And with a very good reason, because there are more than 10,000 children who are killed by cars every year in the world. We have had cities for 8,000 years, and children could walk out of home and play. In fact, only very recently, towards 1900, there were no cars. Cars have been here for really less than 100 years. They completely changed cities. In 1900, for example, nobody was killed by cars in the United States.